I'm Ross Bolin. Yeah.
No, you're not. I am. I'm Ross Bolin. And we're back at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and the best massage parlors for guys with foot fetishes. I'm joined by my co-host, Dylan Chivariri.
Hey, Billy. Nice energy level, buddy.
And this idiot, Jared.
I like the energy, too.
Forest Low.
It's palpable.
Can I go ahead and address that this was supposed to be filmed? We have a camera that's pointing at our faces right now, but...
It's making me uncomfortable, actually.
But producer Micah, back there, couldn't get it to work, so...
Do you have a Twitter account at producer Micah yet?
We've told him to do that for so long. He reserved it.
People would constantly tweet hate at you. I feel like that's an outlet that our fans need.
We'll tweet hate at the reserved at producer Micah Twitter account, and we can check up on it.
Sucks. What's the picture you use? It's of who? It's a Burt Reynolds picture. It's like black and white. It's like an old picture.
You're in a non-account right
it's
now.
Like, yeah. Get it together, dude.
Micah's just in a non-account, just trolling, posting inspirational quotes and shit.
Anyway. Anon is one of those words like GIF or JIF that you say Anon, I say Anon.
I say Akon.
I say Anon.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got a big special deal. It's huge. It's spectacular. From manoutfitters.com on Black Friday. The sales event has officially arrived. 20% off site-wide on your favorite brands, including Patagonia, Sperry, Southern Marsh, and more. Use the code BF20 at checkout to... What?
Big fucking 20.
BF20.
Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday.
What were you thinking? What was on
Jared,
your mind there?
I don't know.
Here's a math question. What's 20% off of $100?
$20.
That's $15, my man.
That's right. Boom.
Fuck, I just hit myself in the face. Okay, use the code BF20 at checkout, manoutfitters.com. Get 20% off site-wide, your favorite brands. And I think there's different deals other than that one, too, every day this week.
We have the most deals.
Hella deals is how I describe it.
It's raining deals.
Yeah. You get a deal, you get a deal.
Everybody gets a deal.
Yeah.
Do you know what else everybody gets?
The news?
The news. From some source or another.
From
right
Jared.
Now, it's from me. Dan usually gives the news. I don't know where he is, though. Do we know where he is?
Dan is taking calligraphy classes. He wants to be a calligraphist.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess all that time spent on the computer.
He's going to do like custom wedding invitations and whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a nice skill to have. It's not too in demand, but you got to find your niche and you can charge.
I actually heard he used to be pretty good at it, but then he worked on his computer for a few years in a row and he just lost his touch.
Because he has arthritis?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Apparently he has a real steady hand, so.
He's suffering from premature arthritis.
He has really small hands, but they're steady. That's what people say.
Carpal tunnel syndrome kind of wreaked havoc on him, but yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, whatever happened to the last business he was doing again? Like, what?
He sold it. Remember the kite?
No, there was something after that. He was
logging.
It wasn't a business. He went to go swim with stingrays.
No, I think he was logging.
Oh, yeah, he was logging.
He was a lumberjack working a two-man saw.
Yeah.
And sending him down the river.
There's nothing funny about that. That's a man's job.
He got burned out.
So here's what I like to believe, that before he quit, he had a log and he had a two-part saw, and he shaved really small pieces off of the log.
Too small, they said.
Yeah. And they're like, you're fired, but he kept all them, and now they're the paper that he calligraphy practices on.
I don't think that part's true.
Let's talk about the news. The real news is rooted in the real world, in reality.
Okay. So the standard poll disclaimer, the playoff standings don't come out until Tuesday night.
Today is Monday.
Today is Monday
at 3:50 p.m. Central Time.
Yes, but the AP poll is out, and the Big Ten is three teams in the top five for the first time in 56 years. So you two were alive for that, but I wasn't.
That's true.
In order.
Oh, look, whiskey's up there.
I know. In order, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson are the top four right now in the AP.
Why don't you keep reading? Keep reading.
Are you going to cry real tears if y'all get left out?
No, I'm not. Because we're not going to get left out. We'll talk about that later. Wisco number five, Washington six, Oklahoma seven, Penn State eight. Ross, say it.
Our great Colorado Buffaloes, leading the country in covers, are at number nine.
Did they cover again this weekend?
Of course they did. And all we need is 4-8 to lose. Colorado's got a shot.
No, that's not going to happen.
We can hope and pray.
I mean,
Buffs Nation needs to see Colorado in the playoffs.
Considering that there are four Big Ten teams in the top eight, they can't all lose because two of them, they all play each other at some point. We play Penn State probably.
Math
and
be damned.
Whatever. Hey, Micah, you're really standing literally right in the front of the script thing. What's going on with the camera? Is it working yet?
This is going well.
Say something, Micah.
Say something.
Say a little something.
Say something.
To the
I'm giving up
He's
on
dumbfounded.
You.
Dumbfounded.
Okay, whatever. He's dumbfounded. And Oklahoma State is number 10. Any surprises there for you guys besides?
Nope.
No.
I think it's very funny that both. This it really says a lot about how this season has gone. That the Colorado Buffaloes and Oklahoma State are in the top 10. They're neither. I mean, well, as much as we love the Buffs and root for them to cover every week here, the top 10? They're in the top 10 in the fucking playoff ranking?
I don't think they've qualified for a bowl game in 10 years.
They've been awful my entire life. And Oklahoma State's trash this year. And they're 10?
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. They lost to Central Michigan.
And they're in the top 10.
I think they nearly lost to Texas. Nearly.
Did they?
Nearly.
Which is not a good thing for you.
Which is like
they
losing.
They lost to Central Michigan at home. And they're a top 10 team. It's insane.
I just have no idea what's going on. I don't know what to do. Is Michigan legit? Like, are they gonna beat? Because looking at it right now, I'm just like, who the fuck is gonna beat Alabama?
I don't think Michigan is very good.
That's what I've felt like watching them.
Their quarterback just looks very average.
The new guy.
Yeah.
Well,
what
here's
the other guy blew his knee out or
no? So Wilton Spade, he's broke his collarbone or some
shit. That guy I was talking about. That guy wasn't even very good.
He was not that great. He was okay. He's and then hurt. O'Korn is the new guy who just played against Indiana and won. He's a Houston transfer. He's supposed to be okay. And clearly,
I don't even know anymore.
But here's one thing we do need to address that I've said the entire season, and you guys in the office and in the podcast make fun of me the entire time.
You can't say this every week.
I can because you do. Wisconsin is going to make the playoff. ESPN predicts.
I still don't see it happening.
ESPN predicts.
Because you know, they also predicted Hillary Clinton would be president of the United States.
ESPN predicted that?
ESPN predicts. That phrase right there means nothing to me.
Okay.
No, pollsters.
Think about how easy this is. We have to beat Minnesota, who's not that very good next week. And if we do that and Ohio State beats Michigan, then we play Penn State in the Big Ten Championship game.
Which is a losable game.
Who we will beat.
But a losable game.
They lost to Pitt. They suck.
But it's in Happy Valley.
It's in Indianapolis.
So you
it's a championship game.
You think Wisconsin grabs that fourth seed in the playoffs?
I think Wisconsin 100% grabs the fourth seed in the playoffs.
Then they play Bama.
And then we play Bama.
And you get smoked.
We're going to beat Bama. I promise you. With Paul Christ.
Did it connect, Micah?
Oh my God, shit. The camera's on. Holy shit. Paul Christ is the most charismatic coach in college football right now. He just gets the team riled up with his not monotone voice and all the crazy things he does.
His hot speeches.
He is so charismatic that he's going to lead us to victory over Bama, 100%.
What will you do realistically if Wisconsin beats Alabama in the college football playoff?
I would not celebrate until we won the championship game because we beat Kentucky in the Final Four and then we lost in the championship game. It was kind of the exact same scenario.
Okay.
You beat one of the best teams of all time, and then you just lose. It's like Miracle on Ice if they didn't beat Finland in the final.
Right.
That's exactly what
like
it is.
Like, what was the point of beating Russia?
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter.
We couldn't even beat Finland.
Okay, so what does your celebration look like if you win the national championship?
I'll eat 10.
It goes straight to eating?
Yeah, I'll eat 10 rubber pencil erasers.
Okay.
If we win the national championship, yeah, I'll do that.
Seems like more of a punishment than a celebration, but all right.
Out of excitement, you will eat.
Yeah, out of excitement
erasers.
And out of like.
Are we talking number two pencils, like standard erasers?
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you what I'll do. If Wisconsin beats Alabama and goes on to win the national championship, I will douse my pubic region in gasoline and light it on fire.
Holy shit.
There's like a pretty decent chance
I don't think you want to make that promise.
That's a horrible promise.
No fucking way.
I'm
going
to give
you
10 seconds to retract.
I'm not retracting it. That's my stand by it.
Wow.
There's probably like a 2% chance of that happening.
I've got like a forest going down there, so there's some time before it could really hurt me.
And also, like, it's kind of like out of necessity. Like, you need to do something
about
it.
I do need to do this, yes. it's not just a punishment.
Dylan, what will you do if Wisconsin beats Alabama and then wins the national championship?
I'm not going to do anything. What? It's not my team.
Will you hand feed me the erasers?
I'll hand feed you the erasers while my pubic region is aflame.
Can we get this on camera?
Yeah, we can record that. If Micah can get the camera to work, we can totally do that.
I have no dog in this race. I'm not going to celebrate.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I would like to see it happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Because you know how I feel about Alabama.
Yeah, you don't like them.
I'm not an
Dylan,
Alabama
he does
guy.
Not like them at all. And then Colorado's path to the playoff.
They got to beat Utah.
Yeah.
And Washington.
And then they probably still don't make it.
And then they probably still don't make it. But yeah, but I mean, still, what a season for the fucking Buffs.
No, they'll get a New Year's Six game, probably.
What was their record last year? Do we know?
So bad that no one could possibly know.
Mike is looking it up.
It was bad. It was so bad that they created that hype video
they were the Kansas of the Pac-12 for
They just pulled
years.
This season right out of their assholes. Yeah. Just bloop. That's the noise it makes when you poop, right?
Here's a question for the listeners. How long does it take a grown man to look up what the 2015 schedule season was like for them?
I'd say 10 seconds.
The thing about asking a question.
They won 4 games last year.
The deal about asking a question to listeners during a podcast is they can't respond because this is a recorded deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a two-way communication device.
Yeah, we should work on that. We should do something about that.
It would be cool if
it's like when Reese calls on the hotline and he expects Micah to call him back.
Right, right.
But it's not going to happen because it's a hotline.
All right, let's talk about the biggest news of the weekend, at least for our region. Texas losing
Texas lost to Kansas.
A basketball school.
Yeah.
That they hadn't lost to since, what, 1939?
It's been
78 years since Texas lost to Kansas. I think someone told me this, Kansas is 2-52 in the Big 12, the last 54 games, something like that.
So they're not very good at football.
No, they are the worst D1 single A team in the country.
And they beat Texas.
They beat Texas.
Okay, it was hysterical. You have to admit. I'm sure you were more upset than I was laughing because it was so funny. But even they rushed the field afterward, and they didn't even have enough fans in the stands to really make it look like a respectable field rush.
Yeah.
Like they barely covered the fucking logo in the middle of the field.
They had a
pathetic.
And then they tore down the goalpost.
And then they tore down the goalpost.
It's their first conference win since 2014.
Dude, I completely get it. It's just so funny. They're beating a, 5-6, what were y'all before that game? Texas's record?
Texas is now 5-6, so they were
5-5. Beating a 5-5 Texas team whose coach is about to get fired. Warrants not only rushing the field, but ripping down the goalposts.
Carrying it out of the stadium.
Carrying them out of the stadium.
Did y'all see, they had a camera on Charlie Strong's face during that interception in overtime?
Yeah.
And you could see the life just leave his body. He was like, well, that's it. He knew
that
was the play that got him fired. He knew it.
Yeah, nice pass there, Bichelle.
And
what the fuck was that?
To add insult to injury, it was cold out there, and he had snot running down his face. Did you see that?
We were watching. We kept saying, "Wipe your nose, Charlie. Wipe your nose. They're not going to take the camera off you, dude."
Snot nose, Charlie Strong.
This was sad. Kansas's first win against an FBS team in more than 2 calendar years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not ideal. Not a good weekend for Charlie.
When you coach at the University of Texas, and this is your third year, and you go 5-6 and lose to a team that bad, you have no choice, or the administration has no choice but to let you go.
How does a team like Kansas fall from grace so hard? Because when they had fat-ass Mangino on the sideline and Todd Reesing, they were...
Yeah, my boy Todd.
They were a top 10 team. High school. Top,
Shout
out. 6 team.
Shouts
and
to
now
Cavs.
They're just unbelievably terrible.
How does that happen?
They won the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, what's up with
BCS
that?
Bowl? I was like, what, like 08-ish?
Yeah, there's 08.
I don't know. As
07 season, 08 Bulls. So fuck you, Micah.
As a human that enjoys the suffering of others, especially the Texas Longhorn fan base.
Thanks, Bill.
This has been a good year for me.
Okay, thanks, man.
But I still don't know who y'all get to replace this guy. I think he's going to be fine. Obviously, he'll be super rich for the rest of his life. And go get a job somewhere else where there's not as much pressure and he'll probably succeed again. But I don't know who comes to Texas and...
The leader in the clubhouse is Tom Herman at this point, the U of H head coach.
If they want to save money on relocation payments, J-Bone is available.
I don't think Texas is worried about relocation money.
Well, if they are, if they want to save a couple $1,000,
you've got to think it's Tom Herman at this point. All signs point to Herman.
So no Jimbo Fisher talk, no – who else is there?
I think if Jimbo Fisher is going to bounce, it's to LSU. He's from Louisiana.
P.J. Fleck? The Western Michigan guy?
Maybe go after your boy at Wisconsin?
No, Paul Chryst is staying at Wisconsin. He would be an awful, awful Texas
coach. Texas can
money
whip any school they want.
You do not want Paul Chryst to Texas. He's not a Texas coach.
Who is at this point?
Nick Nolte.
The actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could work.
See if they bring in Nick Nolte. Not sure why they would.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I feel like he's an enigmatic guy. He could really rile
He's mentally
up.
Ill.
No, you're thinking of Gary Busey.
They're both mentally ill. But yes, I was
I thinking
of Gary Busey.
We're talking about actors right now. This is a football.
He won a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor.
Okay.
So you think he could come in and act well enough?
Yeah.
But what do you know about the 3-4 defense?
He could act like he knows, though.
If he had to, like, rehearse, or what's it called, like, research a role, and you're like, your role is Texas coach, and he goes and does it, I think he's such a good method actor that he could convince himself to be
How
the best coach ever.
How is this the actor you've chosen out of all the actors on Earth?
Because he won a Golden Globe for Best Actor.
I still don't know why we're talking about actors.
Let's talk about the Pick'em Pool. We have a Pick'em Pool. If you go to twitter.com/backdoorcover, that's our Twitter page. At the top of it is a link. That link takes you to our Pick'em Pool, where every week you can compete with us and hundreds of other people to see who can pick the most games. And the winner gets a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. This week's winner is Hunter H., who went an astounding 14-1.
What?
So, yeah, Hunter H. on fire. The best 1 week score we've had the whole year. Nobody else has gone 14-1. Congratulations, Hunter. Email us, backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com, or tweet at one of us, and we'll get you your $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. Great picks. Carl A. is back in the lead in first place overall with in the Pick'em Pool.
What happened, Bill?
He just won't die, this guy. I'm 8-7. I'm 1 point back. Dylan, you also went 8-7. Again, twitter.com/backdoorcover. The Pick'em Pool is pinned to the top. Even if you haven't played with us all season, get in there now. Win yourself some
I'm convinced it's
money.
Only you and Carl.
No one else is
playing.
Actually making picks.
How is it just back and forth, you two, the whole time?
I have no idea. Real quick, let's
and
get
Dylan's
a word in.
Dylan's clearly playing, but he must just suck.
Yeah, he's been playing. He's just not good. Let's get a word in from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFries. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, enjoy,
Party.
Touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
We're back. Big thanks to our guests last week, Mia Khalifa and Alex George. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen to the episode. We talk about all kinds of things, animals.
Can I give a shout out to just how terrible Alex is at picking games? She's a combined 0-10 in her two appearances on this show.
She's actually 1-9, but...
Oh.
Yeah, she won one. We didn't give her credit for one that she did win the first time, but she... Yeah, well, let's just say she's 0-10. She went 0-5 this week.
Shouts to Alex.
Again, not easy to do.
No.
That's like flipping a coin and hitting heads over and over.
Impressively terrible is what that is.
Super bad. How'd Mia do?
3-2, hit the lock.
Good for her.
What?
What the fuck?
Okay.
Dan just walked in.
Dan just walked in.
Apparently he's
surprised.
Apparently he's done.
Get him on the mic. Get him on the mic.
Dan, how's calligraphy school?
What's up, guys? No, it's
did you already master
it's going
it?
Well. Micah told me 4:30.
Oh no, Dan, what's the camera?
He almost took the camera.
Oh god.
Ooh, microphone cord.
Oh man.
I'm hot, guys. I'm coming in hot.
Whoa. Did you already dropped out, or did you master school your calligraphy skills, and that's why you're here?
Where was that again?
You were training.
It was in
training
to be a calligrapher.
Northeastern Oregon.
Yeah.
you were going to start up calligraphy
for the
business.
Best calligraphy schools are.
Where with
yeah, with, like
yeah,
2 hours tops. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Finish that in 2 hours.
Damn.
Nice, man.
You're quick.
My sister has a wedding coming up. You can make some invites.
Yeah.
What do you charge?
It's like $100 a card.
Wow.
That's like higher
seems
than
excessive.
I think that's.
I mean, I finished in 2 hours. I'm a pro.
That's a competitive rate.
Yeah.
It's the least competitive rate. Okay. Anyways.
If you're good at something, charge the right price.
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
The Joker said it in Batman. If you're good at something, never do it for free.
So how far along are we? Because where exactly are we, guys?
We're.
We have no idea.
We're in the middle. You know, somewhere.
We're doing the
somewhere between
the recap from the picks from last week. We're about to do those.
Solid. I didn't get to make picks.
So we'll let us run.
I faded all of Ross's picks, so, and I went 4-1 and hit my lot.
But you weren't. Technically, I faded me for you.
What?
He wasn't even in the room. He had to leave. It was an emergency. He had to leave.
I had to leave.
So he went 4-1 because I went 1-4.
Felt good.
Alex, again, an impressive 0-5.
She's got to keep doing that, though.
She is just
like that's her
awful.
Thing now. That's her shtick. Like,
how far can she take?
How
this?
Bad is she?
I mean,
making picks.
Ride it while it's hot.
Granted, I don't think her and Mia know what spreads are. I think they just pick teams.
Mia
like, who
definitely
they
does.
No,
I think
she
said on the podcast,
too.
She like, gets confused. I don't get spreads. Oh.
She gets confused. But Mia went 3-2, so she had a winning week and hit her lock of the week, which was FSU -21. Yeah, that's where we're at, Dan. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I have a few bones to pick.
Oh, pick great. Some bones.
From last week.
Let's just point out again that Dan was not invited.
I think
no, Micah invited me. He said
I think
4:30.
Jared has a copyright on the word bone. So
he invited me yesterday. He said 4:30 podcast. Are you down?
Well, now you're here, and it's
and I said sure. I replied sure.
Dan just stormed his way past security and grabbed a mic.
I don't like responding to Micah with anything more than like three words.
I understand that.
He's still not saved in my phone as Micah. I just have his number. But I have a bone to pick. Last week when I wasn't here to defend myself, Dylan coming after my hands.
Oh,
coming after my hands.
He
says, like I didn't hear that.
He actually came at your hands before you walked in today.
Yeah,
too.
Today too. Because it might affect your calligraphy skills. But apparently,
it doesn't. No,
I said you have a steady hand. I said you have a small but steady hand.
No, all right. So I'm a 6 foot guy, 195 pounds, size 11
oh,
feet.
Here we go.
But for proportionally, I guess my hands are a little small compared to the rest of my body.
Okay.
That's true.
But, all right, let's see the benefits of having small hands. Sure, I didn't get drafted in 2013 NBA draft.
Makes your wiener look bigger when you hold it.
That too, yeah.
Is an underrated benefit.
Yeah.
Huge underrated benefit. How about you're eating Pringles? You're at the bottom of the jar. How do you reach in?
That's fair.
I usually tilt the can sideways.
Yeah, I can reach in.
He doesn't have to.
I don't have
there's
to no tilt.
Spillage
there's
for
no
Dan.
Spillage.
Wow.
So are you saying that you have small forearms too?
No. No, it's just the hand. You just you fit your hand in.
You don't put your whole forearm down.
Yeah.
If you're at the bottom of the fucking tube, you do.
You're not fisting
it. Goes like right here, maybe.
No, it's a big tube.
Yeah. If you find another one, if you find a freaky girl, you just very easy entry for to fist a girl.
Oh my god.
Great.
I know. No. I told you.
Dan,
I'm coming
my mom
in.
Mom listens to this.
I'm burning down this studio with hot takes now.
Mom, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm coming in with the wrath of 1,000 sons, guys.
Okay, man.
Micah, get security on standby just in case this gets bad.
But, all right, another great example for why small hands are actually good, you drop your phone in that small crevice in your car.
That is another good one.
Like, if I'm in the car with you, Dylan, next time you're like, oh, hey, Dan, can you reach in to get my phone?
You're going
to
tell him to go fuck himself.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
You could also pull change out of a sewer grate.
It's very true.
You know,
I mean, and that's going to come in handy. That's going to come in handy over the next few weeks.
Are you running out of money?
No, I have yet to run out of money, but
you're getting there though.
I live that Conor McGregor lifestyle where I like to spend every penny I ever make just to keep myself hungry.
Okay. Yeah, just to stay motivated. Just
he
motivated.
Buys like jets and mansions and stuff
and suits. Yeah. No, I'm buying.
Dan buys hella food.
And
I saw on his Snapchat
Gucci Mink.
Dan goes to Man Outfitters.
Dan lit up the grocery store like 2 days ago.
I did for like $230 with unemployment money. It was awesome.
Boom.
Nice.
American people paying for Dan's food.
Bought lobster, like steak. I bought out, dude. It was Jeez. Awesome.
Wait, is that real? Did you use American taxpayer monies on steak and lobster?
It's my money. Like I paid into the system. So I have up
but
to like $12,000.
The answer, Jared, is yes. Yeah. Yes, he did.
But I've been living my life a lot like a motivational speaker's metaphor for lions, but in like the true sense of the word. Like, the male lion doesn't actually hunt. That's a big misconception. The male lion just grows his mane and just waits for things to be brought to him. So that's just how I've been living my life.
So who does the hunting?
The American taxpayer is the ones bringing you stuff.
The American taxpayer is the lioness in this metaphor.
Yeah.
Are you the king of the jungle?
I'm getting there. But so we talk about the playoffs yet?
Yeah, Dan has really hijacked his podcast.
Yeah, we talked about the playoffs.
Are you on food stamps?
No, I am on pre-workout, though.
Let me God.
But did you
not related.
No intention of working out?
I already worked out. I was at Gold's. And I actually applied for a job, but I'm still contemplating how many hours of work a week do I have to work at Gold's to make unemployment money? I don't know if it's worth it.
You applied at Gold's?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you
for
mean?
For the time being. It's a temporary thing.
So you have to
He wants to game the system by having a job,
but also
collecting unemployment.
No.
You can't do that.
No, I can't do that. No. I think that's a federal crime.
Yeah.
One of my boys did that for like a full year.
Although actually I believe I won't say his name, but he just told me someone at this company, he was collecting unemployment but also freelancing for a company, like under the table, hush hush. That's how you do it.
That's easier to do.
Yeah.
To get
who was it?
With.
Tax evasion.
Certain higher up in this company. We'll just leave it at that. But no, Jared, what I'm trying to contemplate is whether or not, how many hours of work do I have to work at Gold's? Is it worth it to make unemployment money? Because I can just not work and make the same money.
The one over here, they got that shorty working there.
Shorty.
What shorty?
I can say her name.
You know her name?
The one in Westlake?
Yeah, I know her name.
The one dude is about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're all about her, though.
Yeah, no, she's cute.
About her, and I don't even know her.
Her name's Shelby.
Her name is Shelby.
She don't listen.
Shouts to Shelby.
And yeah. Also shouts to mybookie.ag.
Oh,
they what a transition.
They have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff if you want to. Which is just crazy.
That's nuts.
Join now, and mybookie.ag will hit you with a bonus. Use the promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate the offer. BACKDOOR. Visit mybookie.ag today.
What's that offer, Ross?
It's just an offer. You play, you win, you get paid. Get that offer, baby.
And get laid.
And then you get hella laid.
Don't be a pussy.
Check out my bookie.
It's so great that they have signed off on using pussy to promote
their
product.
Encouraged it.
Oh, yeah. It was their idea, I think.
Yeah.
Edgy.
Let's get a word in here from some friends of the family.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
We've got an Instagram account. It is tight. It is lit.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's called at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. You can DM us photos and videos from your tailgate. We'll put them shits up. And now, the time of the week that so many look forward to and so many fear.
The polarizing.
Extremely polarizing. It's Jared Boris.
Welcome to the Bone Zone! Micah, hit the chime!
It's not a chime. I don't know why you call it a chime.
It's a jingle.
If anything, it's a song.
It's everything.
A chime is like ding. That's a chime.
No.
This is a full-blown skeleton playing on another skeleton with a xylophone type of situation.
Seven times the Bone Zone was all of us in 2016.
Exactly.
Yes.
Time for the recap.
It's clickbait.
Did you hit, let me guess, you hit your bet.
Let him do his recap.
Can I do the recap, please?
Sure.
You're being a Bone Zone bozo right now. Micah, hit the Bone Zone bozo sound effect.
J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone bozo.
All right.
That didn't take long.
As always, we'll start off this week's B-Zone with a bukkake of congratulations to me, J-Bone. Micah, hit the splat sound effect. You know,
Oh, my God.
It's like, poof, poof. That, yeah, hit one of those. I am still somehow, against all odds, perfect on the season with my Bone Zone picks. How, you might ask? Ask me.
I know.
You're imperfect. I think you have yet to hit a pick.
I've hit every single one. Here's why.
You have yet to hit one.
Here is why. As you guys may remember, I didn't have a lock of the week last week. My phone did. Remember? My phone.
So you're shouldering the responsibility of this pick on Siri. Your phone.
My phone predictive texted Ball State is going to be the best. And you guys, I don't know if any of you took that. I don't know why you would have, but if you took that, I'm sorry. You should know better.
I'm willing to bet not a single human being in the entire world took that bet based on your call.
That's good, because they should know better than to take any locks of the week that are not my locks of the week.
That was your lock of the week.
It was not. That they deserve to lose. Instead of my phone's lock of the week, you should have just locked my phone, because that stupid hunk of junk didn't cover. Mike, I hit the didn't cover sound effect. It's kind of like a wah, wah, but not the fail horn that we use when Dan... That whole thing.
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right one. Yeah. Next order of business, Mike, hit the transition sound effect. I got over 5,000 emails last week asking for a new segment.
Bullshit.
You know what? I will say this. That's completely false. But I will say this. My dad texted me and complained that the Bone Zone was too short.
Oh, my God.
Last week.
Don't tell J Bone.
Your dad is awesome.
And I just didn't. It's my father, and I just didn't respond. I just ignored him. I was like, I don't have a response to that. I will not respond to that. I will not.
Like, how do you
that.
Look your dad in the eye?
I have to go do Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
with this
dinner.
Man.
How are you gonna have a conversation?
He's gonna be like bringing
man.
Up the Bone Zone and being an underboy with my grandma. Like, while I'm trying to eat gravy.
Y'all are gonna transition from the election talk to Bone Zone talk at the table.
Right. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Everybody should talk about the Bone Zone at their Thanksgiving table, eating gravy and stuff. I got 5,000 emails all asking for a new segment, save for maybe like 2,000 of them. I had like 2,000 emails that were all the matches I got on Extremely Good Gamblers Meet HotSexyGirls.com. But besides that,
I was going to guess it was like Victoria's Secret models sending you nudes.
Oh, no,
I was
no.
close.
Yeah, it's, I mean, some of them are.
Your life is a lie.
Some of them are Victoria's Secret models and other even more sexy models.
Even sexier. Unheard of.
But, you know, they're
are
awesome.
Are you
going to
read us one of your emails?
Oh, no. Not this week, no. I'm just going to give you guys a new segment. It's the Bone Zone Lightning Round. Mike, hit the thunder sound effect and follow it with you saying, buzz buzz me up, fam.
Buzz buzz me up, fam.
What?
You know what? I'm in favor of any time he makes Micah do things.
What?
Buzz,
just
buzz
what?
Me up, fam.
You got to say that, Micah. It's going to be part
what
of it.
What does that mean?
I have no explanation for what this segment entails, so we can just get into it.
I don't know. Why does he
is
say
it lightning
buzz,
round
buzz
question?
It's just the intro to the Bone Zone lightning round. There's no reasoning behind it. That's just it. That's
okay,
just the intro.
I respect that.
It's just the intro.
Okay.
You thought...
Well, let's do the lightning round.
You thought we were in the Bone Zone, right?
Yes, because you said we were.
But there's a storm swirling outside, guys. Can you hear it? Micah, play storm sounds.
Yep,
can you guys
can
hear it?
It?
Can you hear it now?
Oh, man.
It's coming for us.
There's
it
a storm on the
controlled.
Horizon.
It can't be controlled, and it has one goal in mind. Change up the zones! It's the phone zone! J-Bone says, if you have a Galaxy Note 7, return that shit. Oh, my God. There's more storms outside. It's the ice cream cone zone. J-Bone says, stick a marshmallow in the bottom of your ice cream cone, and it will stop melted ice cream from leaking out the bottom. It's the carbone zone. Ross, remember how much better the carbone fajitas at Matt's El Rancho were than the beef ones? Do you
yes,
remember?
They were quite good.
It's the zone.
The zone zone?
In the zone zone, you say everything twice. It's the Carl Malone zone.
Okay, let's cut the zone.
Fucking. Carl Malone was born in Summerfield, Louisiana, and is 53 years old. His nickname is the Mailman. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the Malone zone. Michael, play some sensual moans. Female and male.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Jared, oh.
Where are we going?
How many more of these do you have?
Oh, it's the Bone Zone again. We're in the Bone Zone.
That was it? You finished with the other zones?
Yeah, we're back. We're back
that
in
was
the
lightning
zone.
Round.
Let's not go through that again.
Mike, hit the transition sound effect. now it's time for J-Bone's Lock of the Week.
Man, I thought we'd never get here.
There are two games this Tuesday. No Wednesday games. I don't think there are any more for the rest of the year because this is the last season.
Maxion is taking over.
Maxion, exactly. So here we go.
Get to your lock.
First one, Ball State plus 7.5 at Miami, Ohio. I'm going to fade my phone this week. Ball State is not going to be the best, so Miami, Ohio.
So is this an official J-Bone pick and not your phone?
Oh, this is me. You're fading my phone, Miami, Ohio, minus 7.5. Lock it up. Micah, hit some, I don't know, hit something.
Hey, wait. Hit yourself.
Jared, I'm going to hijack your segment for a second. Okay. How many teams have to die before Western Michigan gets into the playoff?
A lot. I don't think it's physically
like
possible.
What has to happen from Western Michigan?
I don't think
to
it's.
Playoff?
I don't think it's possible. Do you guys think it's possible?
Do like a bunch of teams have to get in plane crashes?
Yeah, we need like a one of those kinds of
or
things.
Or just like mass suspension.
Wait, why
it's
Western Michigan?
Dark. What are you talking about?
Western Michigan's undefeated.
Dude, nobody cares about Western Michigan.
I know, but we're talking about the Maxion. So.
So what would have to happen?
What would have to happen for Western Michigan
in the
playoff?
Going down in plane crashes is the answer here.
No.
It might be.
We are Marshall.
We don't want it to
happen.
I
mean, this is just a theoretical situation.
Yeah, how was Marshall's ranking hurt when that whole plane crash happened?
You know, I think when all your players die, you...
Do you get sympathy votes from the AP?
They dropped out of the top 25. Put it that way. It
stops being important at that point. There are other things in life that take precedent over your college football ranking when your whole team dies in a plane crash.
Okay, anyways, out of that, this is J-Bone's super... Lock of the week. This is the real one. This is if you don't take the other one, I understand. It's not the best lock, but it's a great lock and it's gonna hit anyways. This is the lock. The real showdown this week. Central Michigan minus one at Eastern Michigan. This one seems like it's, you know, pretty much a toss up, right? Minus one, like right, Dylan?
Yep. Sure.
Shut
that
up.
Would be defined
Ross, let me tell you why it's not a toss up. Central Michigan. Eastern Michigan. These schools are cashing location checks that I'm not entirely sure their substandard levels of education can cash. To solve the problem of who will win this football game, we must see which school is closer to the location at which it claims to be. It's the only way. Do you guys agree with me on that?
No.
It's the only way.
I do not agree.
Central Michigan is in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Eastern Michigan is in Ypsilanti, Michigan. The geographic center of Michigan is approximately 5 miles north-northwest of Cadillac, Michigan. And the easternmost tip of Michigan is Port Huron. Central Michigan is about 70 miles from the geographic center of Michigan. Eastern Michigan is... Drum roll, Micah, hit a drum roll. About 95 miles from Port Huron, meaning Central Michigan shall prevail, and they are my... Lock of the week.
Super lock.
You based your lock of the week on geographic
your
location.
Your super lock.
Super lock of the week.
So wait, Jared, if you're big on directional schools locations, how do you feel about... next week's game between Central Florida and South Florida? Because South Florida is in Tampa, which is...
Central Florida is definitely more central than South Florida is south.
Yeah.
But UCF is going to lose that game.
So, for all the people that don't know, me and Jared have a bet where, at the beginning of the season, I said, UCF, over under, 7 wins. 7 is a push. I said over. They lost to Tulsa this week. They're 6-5. I just need one more win, either the bowl game or South Florida. Throw out the records. It's a rivalry game. War on I-4. But... all I need is one win for a push, 2 wins, and Jared owes me 3-1 odds. So,
no,
I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to lose both, and you're going to pay me money, which I'm going to feel bad about taking from you.
Sweet mother.
Because it's probably American taxpayers' money.
It's going to be American taxpayer money.
Damn it. Anyways, that's it.
That's the Bone Zone. That's great. Bone Zone. That's great. Hit the transition sound effect.
No, it's the end, the Bone Zone end hit sound effect, where I go, Bone Zone. Hit it, Michael.
The Bone Zone. Hit the sound effect of a human being with a shotgun in their mouth pulling the trigger, because that's what everyone listening to this wants to do right now.
Micah, do it. I'm calling you. Do it.
Today on RowdyGentleman.com, we've got a special deal. 20% off short sleeve tees. Tomorrow, it's 20% off sweatshirts. Wednesday is 20% off long sleeve tees. And then Black Friday deals start at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving, which doesn't even make fucking sense. We're just giving shit away at this point.
Yeah, I don't know how we're staying.
Thanksgiving is Thursday, yet the Black Friday deals start at 3 p.m. on that day, because we just are all about getting black on Friday. So get on RowdyGentleman.com, check out those deals, save you some money, buy some Christmas presents for yourself,
not for other people.
So yeah, Dan came in here, and I was supposed to be here throughout the rest of the show, but...
Hey, Jared, you're fucking out.
No, I'm just being a nice guy and giving up my seat now.
Dan came in off the streets.
Yeah, Dan just came in here, like took my seat away, because now we have
somebody...
Goddamn
Vikings.
We have somebody else to give the seat to, so... J-Bone out. Welcome to the doghouse, bitches.
Oh, I don't think
he just stole your bit.
You can't introduce someone.
No,
else's
he said,
segment.
"Welcome to the doghouse."
I know, but
bitches.
He stole.
He didn't call him.
He stole the intro. Is what I'm saying.
You just gave away who it is.
I am the intro. It was supposed to be a mystery pick.
Damn it!
Noted
J-Bone, get out.
Noted lawyer David Carter Ruff, aka Crime Dog.
Crime Dog. J-Bone, why are you still here?
Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Get out.
Okay. Jared.
He's seriously bad for this podcast.
You're just bad for everyone around you.
Hey, guys.
Welcome,
he's
Dave.
Gone. This
hey
is
guys.
A safe place now.
I like
now.
That hat, man.
I just want to start by saying thank you for having me on again. Appreciate it. Okay, Jared just cracked the door.
Jared, go away. Close the door.
You're welcome, Dave. We love having you. It's an honor and a privilege.
How about that sun?
Yeah, it's beating
it's
down.
Right in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those curtains are blackout.
Yeah, way to go, Micah.
Yeah, what happened there, Micah?
The Micah screw job.
That's months in the making, though. We never fixed that.
Us.
We're just letting that go.
We're just gonna let.
Nah, this is just us now. We just blind our guests with the sun of. What?
Is a super sun. Some are saying it's the super sun.
No one's literally nobody's saying.
No, I read that in Science Magazine.
All right, so why are you here, Dog Pound?
Well, look, man, I'm a college football guy.
You are.
And you guys invited me on.
Look
I brought
that.
My
proof.
Baylor T-shirt fan. T-shirt
noted.
Baylor guy, thermos Baylor guy now. I've got some piping hot coffee in there.
Lovely.
For some piping hot takes. And your boy's ready to bark.
Well, fuck.
What are we doing? All right, let's talk about Charlie Strong. Huh?
You going to talk all day or you going to bite, little doggy?
You guys talked about Charlie yet?
Yeah, we talked about Charlie.
So what do you guys think? What are your takes? Let's go ahead and talk about it now.
The consensus seems to be that he might be fired, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking so, man. I read a lot of reports last night and today, and I was looking at the numbers, and they don't look good for Charlie.
Hey, man, but people need to remember, Charlie has a family, okay? Charlie, he's a human being, okay? And
he's getting,
the way he's being treated...
I was kind of kidding about rehashing...
No. The way he was being treated... Getting his $10 million to walk away,
Dan,
that's
Dan's
just
doing
unheard of.
A bit here.
I love how we started the show. We ran through a bunch of stuff. Then we got rid of one person, brought in two others.
We got rid of one person
about the same shit all over again.
Dude, who runs the news segment. He's gone. One guy bullied his way in here.
Off
well,
the street.
I mean,
he
got
also
the dog
took my
in
news
here.
Segment.
Okay, but yes, man. Dan, I do see what you're doing there. And it is a terrible, 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 terrible,
terrible
take.
Thing what Texas
Internet
is doing.
Person that's coming out and being like, don't like I feel so bad for him. Like people should be shut the fuck. He's getting like a $15 million check.
It's the business.
His bio's ten million.
To just like chill,
oh, man.
He's gonna
have
a
less
gonna
miles
get another
moment.
Job.
Like land on his feet.
He'll become a D coordinator in like the SEC.
No, go to a directional school maybe as a head coach.
Some of my T-shirt fan inside sources at Baylor have told me that his name has been tossed around by the much maligned Board of Regents.
What do you think?
That makes sense because he's like a squeaky clean, no bullshit guy.
I made all that up.
What do you?
None of that's true.
I could. It still makes.
I know. I agree. I was actually thinking that
now
too.
He has ties in with Texas recruits.
Yeah.
What do you think of a
maybe
little coach swap? Not quite a wife swap.
Groby,
but a little Herman for Strong, Houston, Texas wife or coach swap.
I don't think Strong wants to go to Houston, dude.
I just want Herman in Austin.
Anyway, we already talked about this fucking shit like an hour ago.
Yeah, we're moving on.
All right,
now
so
it's time for
you guys saw the election stuff. So what's your take on this Trump cabinet, man? Some wild characters in there.
Let's pick some football games.
Oh yeah, baby. It's getting hot.
And the fantastic free money five finger filet.
It's a hot name.
Why do you always read it like it's the first time you've read
this
it?
This is
not sold on it.
This is the segment in which our celebrity guest picker David Ruff and our homeless guest picker, Dan Regester, will pick games with us.
Hey, I've been on a hot streak until last week when you just didn't invite me.
Yeah,
you're
that's
still
true.
Gambling away all your
well,
severance.
We had to replace
money.
You temporarily with women. We needed to get some females in on the show.
Oh,
we needed
yeah.
Alex to go 0-5.
Yeah, we needed Alex to go 0-5.
Y'all didn't want to put those gals in the doghouse, baby? I get it.
Okay. This is. We're going to pick five games
going
against the spread. And by five, I mean like eight or seven. All the lines are from mybookie.ag and are current as of the time of this recording, which is 4:41 p.m.
Central Standard Time.
Get it together, Bill.
Oh, my God.
Hey, pick an NFL game?
Is this really videotaping?
Yeah, it's live.
Hi.
What, are we on Facebook?
No, we're just...
we're just being recorded.
Just for Micah to watch and touch himself.
Yeah.
Later.
Micah's got like a belt and a loaded gun to his head.
That's fucked up.
The first game.
Micah, you are sick.
The first game we're going to talk about is Minnesota and Detroit. You might have noticed this is an NFL game, not a college football game.
Thanksgiving, baby.
Yeah.
It's taking place on Thanksgiving Day.
The
which
big
is why,
dogs.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. The big show. Detroit is a 3-point favorite in this game. Dylan, who do you like in this game?
I'll take Minnesota, man. They're tough on D, you know?
She's taking Sammy B and the boys.
Sammy B. By the way.
Both these guys kind of suck right now.
A fellow Native American, Sammy B.
That's true.
Does have some engine in him.
Shouts, to even though he's an OU guy, shouts.
He's a good
kid. I don't know what tribe he's repping, but I'm sure it's a good
one. What are you? What tribe
you know,
are
he
you
just
repping?
Needs to get in the right system.
You know I'm repping Cherokee. You know that.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty blatant.
I don't know if they were like one of the more savage ones or not, but I assume they were.
Savage.
Not sure they like to be referred to by savage, but
like they was.
I guess you could say it.
Like they'll just scalp you if you run up on them.
No,
yeah, you don't want to run up.
We know what you meant.
You don't want to run up on the Cherokee tribe.
What's your? Let's power rank the tribes.
See, I asked this question actually on since Thanksgiving's coming up. Who do you think made out better, the Indians or the Pilgrims?
Are you serious?
I'm not partaking.
Long term.
The Pilgrims.
White people?
You ever met any Pilgrims?
I think they just turned
it's
into
the
like white.
They're state of New
they're
England.
Still Pilgrims.
Dan,
around?
You thought of this like 2 days ago, and you've been thinking about dropping it on us.
Dan, there are 32 like legit Native Americans left. I think they got the raw end.
There's zero. Have you ever seen a person with a buckle in their hat?
I don't think they still.
I don't know if you noticed
like
this,
that.
Dan, but the Pilgrims turned into 50 states.
I don't know. I don't know if they did. I've never seen a Pilgrim casino.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
I have. It's called the City of Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, how many
yeah,
Super Bowls
baby.
Does a Pilgrim sports team have?
Vegas, my second home.
Super Bowls.
Oh,
World Series.
Literally all of the Super Bowls except
Stanley
for the ones
Cups.
The Redskins won.
Zero. No, there's no sports teams named the Pilgrims.
Can we turn Mike's
man, Dan's everybody, we might have to redo this podcast.
I'm just saying that's an absurd, like everything else that comes out of your mouth.
It's not a bad take.
Ridiculous.
Not the best take, Dan.
All right, let's get the picks.
All right, Dan's ready to move on.
Dylan already said my pick.
Dylan made his pick. Dave, who do you like in Detroit, Minnesota?
Ooh, Thanksgiving, Lions. Give your boy the Lions.
I'm going to go with Lions, too. I've been unimpressed by Minnesota's offense as of late.
They won,
They looked
right?
okay
looked
yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Picked up W. I think they're both tied.
They scored two defensive touchdowns.
You know, it's never a good sign when your OC just quits after like a 5-0 start.
No, but he said he felt like he was letting the team down. It was on him.
Yeah.
It wasn't Bradford.
Okay.
Dan,
it wasn't Bradford.
Like?
Bradford's in the right.
Was that the Dan, make your pick.
Was that the Spurrier excuse?
I think so, yeah.
Minnesota, Detroit.
Also
Detroit,
George O'Leary.
Detroit, Minnesota.
Dan, if you don't make your pick in the next 3 seconds,
I mean,
we're
it's Thanksgiving.
You
got to go Lions.
Okay. The other game after that one on Thanksgiving Day is the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, surprisingly to me, only 6.5-point favorites.
Surprisingly.
Kirk Cousins is an annoying little shit.
Redskins are coming in hot too, though.
That's true, they are. But
NFC beast.
I like Dallas to cover that. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
I'm taking Weedham boys.
Well, it's the hottest rivalry in sports, so you can toss the records out the window.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
But give me them boys. Winners of 9 in a row. About to be 10.
Oh, shit.
Suck our dacks.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Dallas, you did. Dallas is due to lose.
I agree. That's fair. I thought it was going to be against Baltimore. Honestly.
And I texted you this yesterday. I don't understand why more teams aren't just taking shots at Dak. He has a very similar body to Cam.
Have you seen their offensive line?
I know,
they
but
don't
like.
Get the opportunity.
They got some hits
how
on him
he
yesterday.
A similar body to Cam?
No, I mean, he's bigger. Bigger quarterback.
What else? What other similarities, Dan?
They're both black guys?
Skin tone?
Both SEC quarterbacks.
Both
keep going.
SEC quarterbacks.
Keep going.
You're right.
Cam's,
I'm just saying.
Cam's built like a small forward in the NBA.
Cam's a bigger dude, but Dak's a pretty big guy, too. I think
they literally
take
have nothing similar about their body.
Nothing.
Other than they're black.
What are you talking about? Dak's huge. Dak's a big dude.
Dak's like 6'2".
Dude, he is
but
not.
He's pretty bigger built.
If you stood that guy next to Cam Newton, you wouldn't be like, these guys look similar.
Yeah, that's a terrible take, dude.
It's not a terrible take. You can take shots at Dak. The refs aren't going to call it. I think the Redskins cover. I mean, Dallas might win, but
I do. You know, also, the other main reason I love Dallas is Kirk Cousins. What the fuck is that guy's deal?
He's annoying.
What's his new thing?
After the game,
how
do you like me now?
Another one. How do you like me now?
Yeah, he was yelling that to the GM of the Redskins.
Because he's a free agent at the end of the year, right?
Oh, I get it, but you don't do
Somebody's
that.
Somebody's going to pay that man, too.
That man's getting paid.
Holy God, it'll probably be the fucking Texans somehow.
We'll have
Osweiler and Cousins for a combined $160 million a year.
There's no way that fucking the Redskins are going to let Cousins walk.
Hey, real quick, Mississippi State, what's their mascot?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Doghouse. Give me the Cowboys, baby.
You already picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's a double pick.
It's a double pick. He's
double played it.
Now
let's hammered it.
Let's talk college football on Thanksgiving Day. We've got LSU, number 16 LSU against number 25 A&M. A&M is a 5-point dog. Dylan.
Really? It's in College Station?
It is.
A 5-point dog. Oh, wow. I hate to do it, but I have to take the Aggies here.
Oh, the home dog.
Home dog.
It's another type of dog. Dave, who do you like in LSU A&M?
Ross, I'm glad you asked me that. I'm actually looking here at my notes. The Texas Aggs, they looked okay against the Roadrunners, no?
No, not really.
They did not look okay against the Roadrunners?
We're not big UTSA guys.
Didn't you wish death upon every UTSA student?
I did.
Past and future?
Yes, and present.
They've boned this podcast.
They really have.
Multiple times.
I've lost quite a bit of money. An amount that has had an effect on my livelihood on the road.
My Vegas trip was solely went the way it was solely because of UTSA.
But the reason I say this, the Roadrunners are terrible, and A&M only beat them 23-10.
Everyone looked bad this week.
Yeah,
though.
But you're just, hey, sometimes a win's a win, you know?
You're right. Got out of there with a W.
Give me them Tigers, baby.
Okay. You can have them, baby.
Look good against Florida, no?
I'm going to get the Tigers, too. I'm gonna go with LSU. I agree with David.
Is Jimbo in Baton Rouge yet?
No.
He's not the coach yet?
No, he's not the coach
yet. Reveille, the A&M mascot's a dog.
But I'm not a collie guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, collie's a little bitch dog.
You know, if he's in your class and he barks, that means class is over.
Is that real?
Wasn't that like the thing that people used to say?
Why would he be in your class?
I didn't know. Well, because the guy who takes care of the dog or whatever, like, he has to bring him with him.
That's a weird...
To class.
That may not be true. I might have made that up.
That seems like animal cruelty.
No, they have to take care of him, like, 24 hours. He has, like, 24-hour care.
Yeah, you got
to,
like, pet him and stuff 24-7. Okay. Yeah.
Dan, who did you make a pick here yet?
No, but I'm going to go A&M. I think this is the final nail in the Orgeron coffin. He's no longer... He's, like, everyone thinks he's going to maybe salvage the LSU job full-time, but it's just not going to happen.
He's gone sour on Coach O.
Well, he has, like, a window.
Okay.
Like, he's one of the greatest coaches when it's like a 4-week period, but then players start to like zone him out.
He's a segment guy.
Yeah.
He can't host the podcast, but he can come in, hit a segment, and then leave.
In small doses. Like Jared. Horrible and just unacceptable in big doses.
Generally a deplorable person.
Generally just bad hygiene.
Scum trash.
Next game, number 6, Washington at number 20, Washington State. Oh, shit. An in-state rivalry where both teams are ranked.
The Apple Cup.
Washington State's +5.5. Is that what it's called, the Apple Cup?
It's called the Apple Cup. This is for the Pac-12 North.
My God.
So winner goes to the Pac-12 Championship.
Can't wait to see this one.
Potentially face our Buffs.
Well, okay, so that's
important. I mean, Colorado's got to take care of business against Utah, but I think they got that.
I'm taking Washington State.
+5.5.
I'm a Mike Leach guy.
Okay. David, what do you think?
Well... You know, I was looking at this earlier, and I had a spreadsheet, and you know what? I threw it out the window because Mike Leach once locked Craig Way's son in a goddamn closet, allegedly.
Craig James.
Oh, yeah, not Craig Way, voice Craig of the Way, Texas Longhorns. That would have been
say,
weird.
Holy shit.
Either way, a kid got locked in a fucking closet, so Washington
State. Didn't Craig James, like, kill Hooker?
Maybe.
He killed five
allegedly.
Hookers.
Okay, yeah, allegedly.
Twitter.
But it's also important to remember he only locked that kid in that closet.
He had a concussion.
Because he had a concussion and he needed to not be near the light.
And it was actually like a janitor's shed.
And he had someone guard the door so he wouldn't leave.
Well, yeah, because you have to, because it's for his safety.
I'm pretty sure that's not protocol.
I disagree. I'm going to go with Washington here because I respect that. The you need that guy who will do anything to keep his players safe.
That's Washington State, though.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Washington State.
I like that Ross is wearing an NFL polo.
Hey, the Texans are playing today. I had to
see Chris Peter-
put on.
Chris Peterson, though, is a top five college football coach, I think. And, they, I mean, they lost to a very hot USC team. I don't discredit Washington for their one loss. Washington's, I think Washington's going to run over Washington State.
Ooh.
Run over.
Are you going to hammer that?
I'm going to hammer Washington -5.5.
Why are we're getting really sportsy on here. Like, it's just good analysis. I'm happy.
Well, let's talk about the next sportsy game, sporting event.
It's a big one.
It's number three, Michigan. At number two, Ohio State. Oh, my God.
At the horseshoe.
One of these two teams is going to lose.
Penn State might be in the Big Ten championship.
I think I know who's going to lose.
Ohio State -6.5 is the line.
Michigan loses, but they don't lose by more than 6.5. So I'm taking Michigan to cover, but lose a game.
David, what do you expect of this number three, number two matchup here?
My friend Dylan here took the words right out of my hot little mouth. give me Michigan.
All right. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to take Ohio State -6.5 for no good reason at all.
Well, I think Spate, Michigan's quarterback, still hurt. So does Harbaugh just suit up, play quarterback for the Wolverines this week?
He is ineligible.
He's eligible?
I don't know if that can happen. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. If that's the case, give me Michigan.
Mike,
if
check
not,
NCAA rules for that.
Give me Ohio State. Ohio State's going to win this. They're going to sneak into the playoff without even winning the Big Ten championship. Because with a Ohio State win, Penn State gets in the Big Ten championship against Wisconsin.
Dan's got the fun facts today.
It's going
to... He's on pre-workout. He's openly admitted to this already.
I did. But it's going to be really... Like, there's no way. Penn State does not deserve to be in the playoff if they win the Big Ten championship. They're not... They're going to get run over by a team like Alabama. Have you guys discussed this yet? Like the possibility that Penn State or Wisconsin could be in the...
I don't think Penn State's going to end up... We've talked about Wisconsin at length. Please no more.
Are y'all picking Penn State, Michigan State?
Nah.
Because I got a feeling Penn State's going to run into a little bit of trouble there.
So that'll put this whole the kibosh on this whole convo.
Yep. Penn State's going to be in the doghouse, baby.
That 3-8 Michigan State team. They're just not going to go quietly.
Hey, look good last week.
I think they might have blew their load against Ohio State.
Penn State letdown game.
The next game is number 15 Auburn against number 1 Bama. I didn't realize this was just the Iron Bowl.
It's the Iron Bowl.
Mother of God.
It's always the week of Thanksgiving.
What is wrong with me? Where's my head?
I don't know.
Bama -17.5.
Don't care what the line is.
God almighty.
We've discussed this. It doesn't matter what the line is.
Auburn is going to cover this line.
Are you tossing the records out of the window?
I'm tossing them out, as Dave would say.
Because it's a rivalry game?
It's a rivalry. You toss them out. Bama just has a sneaky way of keeping this game close and sometimes winning it when they shouldn't. I think it's going to be another close game.
You mean Auburn does?
What'd I say? Bama?
Bama.
Yeah, Auburn. They're going to cover here. They're going to lose by 9.
Okay. David?
I agree with your reasoning. However, I do not agree with your conclusion. I think this might be a Saban statement game. I think this is going to be a blowout. Someone might die. Give me Bama.
Like literally die?
Like possible sacrifice.
Oh, my
God. In the end zone.
Human sacrifice in the end zone.
Yeah.
Mm, gotta love that. That's sports right there.
I've been looking at, sources and stuff.
I'm going to go with Bama, -17.5 as well. I do not think this one's close.
Yeah, Bama had their letdown game last week against Chattanooga. Won 31-3.
Saban was pissed.
Didn't cover. Saban's very pissed.
At halftime was hysterical.
Saban's an asshole.
He's going to have these guys run like the Oklahoma drill all week and nutcrackers. Like he's going to have the boys hitting against before Auburn, and they're going to blow the doors off Auburn. Give me Bama by 30.
Off. Blow the doors off. The next game's number 12 Utah, number 10 Colorado. Our Buffs.
Do I have to say it?
You do not. Colorado's a 10-point favorite.
Thank you.
Dylan going with Colorado.
David? Buffs looked impressive against Washington State. Give me the Buffs.
I think the Buffs are an unbeatable, unstoppable force of nature that only God could explain. And I'm going with the Buffs, -10.
Only God knows
why. Utah's really 12 still? They lost to Oregon.
Yeah, have you been paying attention? This year is ridiculous.
I don't think they're ranked, are they?
I don't know.
But
Utah?
They're ranked on our piece of paper.
Okay, but they lost. They just lost to Oregon.
Dave's checking his sources.
I was hoping that like they would have pulled that game out just so Colorado would have a better win on the resume. Because right now they only have that Washington State win as a on the resume. Because I sneaky want Colorado to sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, these fuckers are still ranked, dude. I think everybody does. Utah's 12.
They're still ranked, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Colorado minus 10 in Boulder. They're 20th, actually, according to producer Micah.
Oh.
Wow, the run sheet was wrong.
This
weird.
Thing's lying.
But, I mean, the it Buffs have been good to us.
The college football playoff ranking, they're number 12. Oh, this is last updated 6 days ago.
Yes.
I took an L since then.
That might be the reason.
Oh,
disregard. Anyway, but, it doesn't matter. 12, 25,
still
30.
Taking Colorado.
No matter
It doesn't matter. We're driving this bandwagon all the way to the Pac-12 championship. They win this game. Yeah, they cover the spread by 10.
I have to say, I have to give Dan some serious credit here. Dan started this movement that is Buffs Nation, SCO Buffs.
The rise.
Before the season, before game one.
That's true.
Somehow called this whole thing. And now there are dozens of us.
You know, you got to stay humble. There's still plenty of work to do. Utah, we're not just going to walk over Utah.
No, that's going to be a tough, hard-fought game.
We need to win this game to get to the Pac-12 championship because USC is going
to
win.
How has like the Fiji chapter at Boulder not reached out to you and invited you up for a game? If there is one.
I don't even know if they have a chapter, but.
Well, they should have you up. Somebody should.
Honestly, at this point, we should just be asked to take control of the city.
We should be flipping
interim
the ceremonial
coach.
Coin.
Yes.
At the beginning of the game.
Nobody's been more behind the Buffs than us here in this room. Nobody.
Well, I mean, you guys hopped on like week four.
Week three, two. Dylan was like week six. Doesn't matter. We've been there for a while.
Nuck if you Buff.
Exactly. Next game, number 23, Florida, number 17, FSU, minus 6.5. My God, another rivalry game.
I am taking the Seminoles of Florida State.
Minus 6.5.
Yeah, I don't really have a reason for it. Just feels right in my loins.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Dave, what do you think?
This was tough. I had to bring in some help on this one. I talked to Jake Goldman.
Mm.
Yeah, you know him?
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. He's a big Florida guy. He said, "Dear God, take Florida State."
Okay, that's good to know. I'm also on Florida State. Dan?
Knowles. Knowles Nation.
Nobody has any faith in Florida. When Florida fans don't have faith in Florida,
squeaked one out against LSU. Probably stopped all the talk, the Orgeron talk.
Lock of the week, Tom. I'm ready to deliver mine.
Give us your lock.
My lock of the week is the University of Texas -2 hosting TCU, and I'll tell you why.
Please do.
It's Charlie Strong's last game. He is a player's coach. His players absolutely would die for this guy.
Does it matter that his players aren't very good?
It's been a tough year.
They would die for him unless
it's
against Kansas.
They just, they can't get it together. But this is going to be an inspirational football game.
You think they play this one for Charlie?
They play it for Charlie. They carried Charlie out on their shoulders. It's his last game. He's going to go out on top, and they're going to win by 100.
By on top, you mean the middle?
They're going to win by 100 points.
Okay. Texas -2.5 now.
I don't care. Okay. I just said 100, so what does that tell you?
That's true, I guess.
Are you saying that line's moving?
I am saying it's moving. We're seeing movement in the line.
What does that mean?
You know what that means, David.
I don't know what it means, David.
Okay.
My lock of the week is Colorado -10.
That's fair.
Because at this point, nothing can stop them. Nothing. Not Utah. Nothing. David, do you have a lock of the week you'd like to share with fans of the Dog Pound?
Well, Ross, I'm glad you asked me that. I've got a Penn State, Michigan State at -13. I've got Michigan State all over that.
Okay.
I don't know what y'all had that game at. Did we even pick that, or we just talked about it?
No, we just talked about it.
Okay, yeah, Michigan State.
Perhaps Michigan State outright? You're calling?
You know, I'm not going to go that far, Dan, but we'll see about it.
Okay.
We will see about it, Dan.
See, the ESPN app right now is not loading. It's crashed. It's not working
right
now.
It's
good that you prepped
before
you came
in.
I'm an off-the-cuff kind of guy the last few weeks, and it's been working for me.
Real gunslinger.
Yeah. Tell me what the UCF-USF line is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
War and I-4. I don't care what the points are. I don't care how bad UCF's offense is.
How do you not know the line to your own fucking team's game?
Because it's
Dan
Monday.
Dan comes in here cold, uninvited, and demands people look up lines for him.
It's just Monday.
Burning a hole in this podcast.
But, I mean, this kid, the quarterback for USF, is actually averaging more yards per game than Cam Newton did during his Heisman year. All right, so it's South Florida by 9.5. But this kid's averaging more yards total per game than Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, and I think Manziel during their Heisman years.
So you're saying Heisman for this guy.
But what I'm saying is there's no reason that I should be picking UCF because their offense is terrible. The only reason they're in games and the only reason they have 6 wins is because of their defense. And USF's offense seems to be a monster.
They're 9-2.
Yes. But give me my Knights.
So plus 9.5. Against everything you just said.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Logically.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is an unlogical pick. Like, there's no logic behind this. It's just
illogical.
I hate unlogical stuff.
Well, that's time, illogical it is. It's time to hear from our friend, fucking Wolf, who, if you don't know who that is, just look at this Twitter account, at the fucking Wolf 1, without a G, just fucking. And it's our degenerate psychopath of a friend who can't go by his real name and has to be anonymous because he's so
controversial.
Sick in the head.
Did you know
too.
I kind of outed him?
Oh, good for you.
Some guy DM'd me. Sorry, last time I was on and was like, hey, you forgot to take that picture of the fucking wolf down on your Instagram.
With the hat.
Oh, yeah.
I took it down. Sorry, Wolf.
What was your caption?
Wolf has made 2 locks here. Say the caption. That's the giveaway.
Did he make any cum jokes?
He's made a lot of cum jokes on Twitter. Kentucky plus 23.5 against Louisville is Wolf lock number 1. Wolf lock number 2 is Texas minus 2 hosting TCU. So he likes your pick too.
There you go.
Which means Texas is doomed.
He's been kind of on a hot streak.
What if Gary Patterson is the next coach of your Texas Longhorns?
Say that again.
What if Gary Patterson of the TCU Horned Frogs is the next coach of your Texas Longhorns? Not even in the, he used to be rumored, but not anymore. But what if that happened? Would you be happy?
No, I think he's a good coach.
I think Gary's kind of a turd.
I think he has just negative personality.
He's
though.
A sweaty guy.
Yeah, he's just a turd out there.
He has no personality whatsoever. I don't think he's a great of a recruiter because of that. But he can find good players and he can coach them up. He's a good coach.
His players play, man.
Players play.
What are they, though? They're like 6-5 this year?
Oh, they're not good this year.
Yeah, they suck.
Big 12, though.
Mm-hmm. Now let's check out the Backdoor Cover Hotline. You can call us and ask questions and rant or yell or whatever. 800-392-6344. Say your name and school and then ask us a question if you want. Each week we play the best caller calls. Again, it's 800-392-6344. Here's the first call from this week.
Hey, this is Bone City Brawler, second time caller, long time listener. All I got to say is thank you, J-Bone, for being the fearless fucking leader of the Bottom Boys and all the other dudes who like it when the female is on top but don't understand that's what it's called quite yet. Well, now you fucking know, because we like the bottom and win bottom bone crew bets. And all you dick cheeses just making fun of me are just bitchy boner bozo bros. Bone City Brawler, outie. And Ham, you're a fucking cuck.
How the fuck did this become a thing?
Do y'all do this every week? I'm sorry.
He called Mike a cuck.
Oh, Mike has been called a cuck a few times this week.
I got to say, it is extremely disheartening to me that there are human beings out there listening to Jared's awful segment and then buying into his lingo.
But how has Jared not already come up with power bottom? Like, how's he not gone to there, like, that point?
First of all, he gets the term wrong. It's underboy, not bottom boy.
Apparently yeah, bottom boy is a way different thing.
Apparently there are bottom boys now, too.
Well, there are bottom boys.
The sexual connotation is not, you know, it doesn't translate as well as this guy's making it out to be. It's understated. It's subtle.
Nothing about it makes any sense.
Well, that's, of course.
Especially today.
It's the worst segment in the history of sports talk.
Okay.
Radio or otherwise.
Let's not give this guy any more attention. Let's just move on.
Thanks for calling, fucking nut. Next.
Hey, guys, it's Reese. Texas did it. They lost to Kansas. I can't believe it. we're going to suck for so long now. Charlie Strong is going to get fired. All the recruits love him. They're going to leave. I stayed like 2 extra years at school to see us be good. That's never going to happen. Oh my God. How do we lose to a 1-9 the first time since 1930? Like, we're Texas. Life just doesn't make sense anymore to me. I hate Saturdays. I hate the weekends. This is just zapping me of my will to live. Why does this just happen to me? I'll actually probably be able to walk on next year. That's how bad we've become. And, like, even though I'm probably really good, I don't even think I can make the team that much better. This just sucks, guys.
Reese openly weeping on his call.
Good to hear that he's alive and well, though.
After Texas lost, he was radio silent on Twitter for hours.
Dude, did you see the amount of people tweeting concerns at us? Like, someone check on Reese.
TJ Yates.
TJ Yates was checked one.
Former Texans, great.
I mean, just the guy. I love that he is like a sixth-year senior, and says that the only reason he stayed 2 extra years is to have a chance at seeing a good Texas football team, and then now it's the worst one out of all of the years he's been there.
Well, his freshman year, I think he was. Were they in the national championship? Is that the Colt McCoy spaghetti arm?
It was 09, so no.
Nah.
It was 09, yeah, buddy.
No. Mm-mm.
Did y'all get the snap from him when he was out turkey hunting?
Yes.
Okay, because that was the first I had heard from him since, and it's just him holding a shotgun.
Yeah.
I just immediately was like, Reese.
Oh, no.
You doesn't have to be this way. He's like, oh, it's good. I'm turkey hunting, man. So,
yeah.
Good for you.
Hang in there, Reese.
But that's good, though. He's blown off steam.
Blasting birds.
Yeah, he's recovered since he made that phone call, taking it out on the wildlife. But Jesus, yeah, I wanted a live feed of him so bad when that game ended, just to see the sad on his face, because it had to have been palpable.
At that point, though, like, you lose to Kansas for the first time since 1938. Are you just kind of like over it at that point? You're just like, you're so numb.
I think it depends. If you're one of the people who is rooting for Charlie Strong to go, then yeah, you're probably just like, oh, fuck it, we suck. Everything's confirmed.
My group text is comprised of at least 2 Texas fans who were on that train.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's lose it, let's get rid of him.
Yeah. But I think there are also people who were genuinely upset.
He was gone no matter if he lost that Kansas game.
Right, that just sealed it, though. And yeah. I mean, it's the people who are like, they worry about the Longhorn tradition and reputation, and that game takes a hit.
Did you see that?
You know what I mean?
Indeed. Did you see that Charlie Strong interview after the game when they asked him, like, do you know
what
this means for your
future? What do you think this means for your future? And he almost started crying, because what kind of a dick asked that question?
And then he responded, yeah, I do. Like, it was the saddest thing ever.
That's just a good journalist.
Good journo question.
You get asked the tough questions sometimes.
All right, we got one more call here.
Is this DJ Crime Dog?
Is allegedly fantastic. Let's give it a listen.
Oh, did he call again?
Hey, what it is, Backdoor Cover, DJ Crime Dog again. Look, apparently Dave, he has plenty of other dudes willing to spit fire about him. Either that, or he just don't respect the real. Still got mad love for you, though, D-Ruff. Oh! Still, I appreciate the big love the podcast crew has for you boys, so I got a little something else for you, all right? Here we go. Backdoor cover stack paper like they Vegas. Tune in and take notes because they fix is outrageous. Boss rolling mellow because he already made it. Houston Tom Clancy with a long bank statement. J-Bone, call him J, money poor is low. He an underboy, but he ain't a homo. Put the bones on like a cheap polo. D-Rot, educated buddy, hanging with Sco. Don't forget Bird Gang, no chickadee. All the hoes flock when they see chivalry. But like an Eagle Steve Miller, because he's sipping lean. Come to Dog's Hood and we'll smoke on some murder weed. Monday and Thursday, that's where it's at, blood. Get fresh, get laid, get rowdy, gentlemen. I'll peep you next time, boys. Crime Dog out. Bump that fire shit, Micah.
Fur.
All right, I got Dave. Do you
love this guy?
Do you have
by
any
the way.
Idea who this is?
No,
I love this.
You
guy.
Legitimately
it's not
do
your boy.
Not know.
I swear to God, I don't know this guy.
That is, and it blows my mind.
He's an underboy, but not a homo. He nailed J-Bone. That was great.
That's better than the first one.
And I guess we should just say that if he was a homosexual, we would be cool with that.
Oh, absolutely. Whatever yeah, you no, do.
I mean, I we're very inclusive.
He was
podcast.
Just stating a fact, not.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't discriminatory.
He didn't mean that in a derogatory way.
Right. But man, what a. Where did this? Where were you the first like seven yeah. weeks of the year? The He's, show is twice as good with this guy now.
He just had bars building up.
We jumped like
got 80 bars on bars.
So we jumped back into the top 25 on iTunes because of this dude.
I'm kind of sad. I feel like he didn't understand that I did appreciate him. I did.
Yeah. Why didn't he think you?
I don't know.
Because you haven't talked.
This
about
is what
it
we need
yet,
to do with this guy. We need to get him to record like a legit, like well produced.
Full blown song.
Song
that's our
backdoor
theme
cover
song.
Theme that we just bumped the shit out of.
Why doesn't yes. he just
and maybe
rap,
even sell it on iTunes?
He just raps over our original theme song.
Maybe that beat's not fire enough for
yeah,
him.
It
we gotta
not
ask
be a fire
him
beat.
if he doesn't feel the flow on that one, you know, we gotta go with a different beat.
We gotta make him another beat, then we have to. If we have to pay some money yeah. for it, then hey, it's a worthy investment.
This guy's got
we get
mad
Scott
skills.
Starks, you know, he's probably he needs money.
Oh yeah.
Get him to produce a beat. He needs to buy
Mike
more.
Wills.
Yeah. Hey. Mike will come do the beat for us. What a fucking great guy. Thank you again to whoever you are.
Call in and then keep calling in and then just never stop calling in.
And bring the bars every week, week in and week out. Killer.
Are we about done with this show?
I think so.
I feel like we've been recording for 3 hours.
I got a big shout out. A big, big shout out. A happy birthday to Sergio on Snapchat.
Oh, Sergio. The he's hidden starting, gem of Snapchat.
He's starting to send me some snaps.
Sergio
I appreciate you,
is
Serge.
A Snapchat god and also possibly a sex addict, but he deserves a birthday shout out. We won't say why, really. I don't think we need to. It's just between us and Sergio.
Sergio, keep doing your thing, buddy.
Shouts to everybody else who called in.
Keep
shouts
on
to
slinging.
Our rapper.
DJ Crime Dog.
DJ Crime Dog.
Come on, respect
shouts
you,
to DJ Crime Dog. Sorry.
Get at him on
you know
Twitter.
We got love for you, Dave.
Get at him on Instagram.
That was the best line of the first rap.
Do we have any more shouts? Dave, do you have anybody you want to throw a shout out to?
Well, just to all the dogs out there. You guys have been very supportive. you know, that's pretty much it. All the mommies out there, too.
Shouts to the mommies.
The dogs
yeah.
and the mommies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Shouts to Reese.
What about the network?
Keep living.
Shouts to the network.
What's the network?
Dave knows what the network
that's
is.
That's a touching base bit.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
Wrong podcast.
All crossover bits.
I'm going to plug
sorry,
myself in a minute.
Sorry.
No, we don't cross plug
Dave,
ourselves. Kind of guy.
Dave, where can we follow you on social media? And where else can we hear your voice?
Ah, God, my voice.
Are you going to answer those
yeah,
questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My brain scrambled from Dan trying to plug my network, that is. Dude's Doing Business, we do that one. Touching Base, I think we're about to record that, maybe.
These are two podcasts.
Oh, yeah, those are podcasts, and they're great. You should subscribe. Hit us with 5 stars. Get me on Twitter at DCarterRuff, on Snap at DCarterRuff, Instagram at DCRuff. Oh, and hit me at that network, David Ruff on LinkedIn, deal closers only.
How many LinkedIn connections do you have now?
Like 55,000.
I think it stops counting after 500, though. Shit. It's like it's 500 plus, so you can never check.
Well, last time we looked, it was somewhere around 55,000, so.
No.
I don't know. I don't even care.
Dan, you got any shouts? Where can people follow you? Where can they send you money?
All right, so you can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat at Dan Regester, R-E-G-E-S-T-E-R. Twitter, Dan _ Regester. Venmo, that's huge because money train's starting to run out.
Send Dan money.
Dan Regester. And yeah, get at me on LinkedIn too, just Dan Regester as well.
Dan, are we even connected on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think we are.
Good.
Yeah, I'm part of the network.
Good. Dylan, what is your Twitter handle?
You can get at me at dshivery, that's C-H-E-V. E-R-E-R-E.
Those How many four, non-consecutive E's is
those
that?
Are four non-consecutive E's. You will not see that anywhere else.
Okay.
It's true.
What about Instagram or anything else? You got
just,
any other?
Just check my Twitter bio. It's got it all listed there.
Okay. I'm at WR Bolin across all social medias. And that's it, man. We're done. Let's just play that dude's rap song again instead of our theme song.
Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.
Love you.
Thank you for having me on.
Backdoor cover stack paper like they Vegas. Tune in and take notes because they fix is outrageous. Boss rolling mellow because he already made it. Houston Tom Clancy with a long bank statement. J-Bone calling J-Money for his low. He an underboy, but he ain't a homo. Put the bones on like a cheap polo. D-Rot educated, buddy, hanging Wisco. Don't forget Bird Gang, no chickadee. All the hoes block when they see Shiver-ri-ri-ri. But like an Eagle Steve Miller, cause he's sipping lean. Come to Dog's Hood and we'll smoke on some murder weed. Monday and Thursday, that's where it's at, blood. Get fresh, get laid, get rowdy, gentlemen. I'll peep you next time, boys. Crime Dog out. Bump that fire shit, Micah.
Fuck.